T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All good things must come to an end, and if you are sad or angry about the season or series finale, rather, of Game of Thrones, there is something for you to get through it, and that's coming up.
Elizabeth and Radar, 99.1 The Mix. Thought you were talking about the Bucks game for there for a second. You're talking about Game of Thrones. All right, so there is some kind of therapy you can give.
There is, yes. You can now find a Game of Thrones counselor near you. CNN had this story because 8 years is a long time to be invested in a show and in a series, and it all came to an end. And this is a series that just makes you feel all kinds of emotions. And now you can find at bark.com a counselor that will help you through this, because they said it's very common for people to feel a mix of emotions when their favorite show ends, because it's almost like saying goodbye to like an old friend.
You say that this is at bark.com?
Bark.com.
Like B-A-R-K?
Yep.
So maybe your counselor's a dog. Maybe they give you a puppy to hang out with.
Therapy dogs are the best, though.
Right? Seriously, though. Bark.com, that's all I'm thinking. It's got to be a dog, right?
And I'm still trying to process what happened last night in the show. It was a little surprising how it ended. I'm sensitive to those that still want to get into it, so I don't want to reveal a whole heck of a lot.
Sure, but for the most part, were you two satisfied? After investing all this time and
are you ever really exactly. satisfied at the end of a show?
Like, no.
No, I'm still not for Breaking Bad. And
that's
especially
what I, that's
Dexter,
what I mean.
Like, you're never satisfied.
Are you really ever satisfied? I don't know that you are, because your imagination wanders so much when you watch these shows and you have these hopes for where it's going to go.
Yeah.
Right.
I will say my only disappointment is that there's not going to be any more intimate scenes involving Jon Snow. That's what I'm upset about, based on the oath now he has to take. But the rest of it, it all leads to possible spinoffs. So there could be more shows, but I feel like each character kind of got what fit their character.
Yeah,
so,
the first spinoff that they have in the works already is a prequel, so even how this ended won't affect the first spinoff. I got 3 takeaways from the episode yesterday. These are my 3 non-spoiler takeaways
from the episode yesterday.
One is democracy. 2 is Arya the Explorer, like Dora the Explorer.
Arya the Explorer.
Jaime Lannister's Wikipedia page got finished.
Yeah.
And that's what I got out of the episode yesterday.
They had Wikipedia way back in the day?
Apparently they did.
They sure did. Wow.
Apparently they did. Yeah, and I think all Game of Thrones fans somewhat felt like all this fighting, all of this killing that happened in Game of Thrones was going to lead to a different way of choosing a leader. And that seemed to be somewhat disappointing. But there were a lot of people in here that were against the mold of what you would expect for a lead character. Like, there's a handicapped character who got a pretty significant ending. And that, I think, is cool to see. That you don't have to be the strongest, the flashiest, the sexiest. That they still won, quote unquote, in the end. And there's, you know, you have Tyrion Lannister, who, as he calls himself the Imp, and he had a pretty big ending, too. And I think that's all really inspiring stuff.
So this sounded more like a Sopranos ending rather than a Seinfeld ending.
No, way better than a Sopranos ending.
Okay, but better than Seinfeld, obviously.
It didn't just cut to black. Spoiler on Sopranos.
Oh, thanks a lot, Producer Dave.
Right.
You said no spoilers
that
today.
That was like 20 years ago, right?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.